This Thursday, early childhood educators are staging a one-day strike across the province. Stephanie Vachon from the CSN-affiliated Fédération de la Santé et des Services Sociaux told CKUT that the union and the government still aren't seeing eye to eye on the monetary side of a collective agreement.
For the people who the worker in the early childhood center, it's an emergency to increase the salary.
The CSN is the last union left negotiating with Quebec. The province recently settled with unions in the CSQ and FDQ, upping their original 12.7% offer to 18% for some workers. But Vachon says the CSN is pushing for upwards of 23% to make up for inflation and keep workers from leaving the sector.
There is a lot of workers who just quit the early childhood centers and go work in the elementary school. Sometimes it's about one, two, or three workers for each center.
The worker shortage is leaving thousands of Quebecers without a spot for their child. As of last fall, more than 34,000 children were waiting for a place in a Centre de Petite Enfance, or CPE, a low-cost, high-quality option that makes up around a third of the daycare on offer in the province.
Day after day after day, we have trouble to, you know, just offer the services. We just don't have enough people.
The government says they're working to fill that gap with a target of 18,000 new workers by 2026. So far, they've hit around 20% of that target, in part through new measures to incentivize training, facilitate work placements, and lower qualified staffing requirements for facilities. But Vachon says this last measure is counterproductive in the long term.
We think it's the worst thing to do to low down the quality and the qualification necessary to do that work. It's really not helpful, actually, because we need to have workers who are qualified and specialized in those development, in the development of kids, of 0 to 5 years old kids. And when the government say, well, we need only adults, you know, anybody can do the job, even if he's not well qualified. It just directly goes to devalorization for us, for our job, and it's worse for the people working actually in the early childhood center. They say, oh my God, if the government say anybody can do it, well, what am I doing here?
When reached for comment by CKUT, a spokesperson for Treasury Board Secretariat Sonia Labelle said that the government does not comment on the pressure tactics of unions, but that all parties share the same objectives, improving access to childcare services, offering quality services to a greater number of children, encouraging the training of educators, and offering them greater support to lighten their workload. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.